From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. There is confusion surrounding BP chief executive Tony Hayward. A BP spokesman says Hayward is still running the company's response to the crisis in the Gulf of Mexico. BP chairman Carl Henrik Svanberg told Britain's Sky News yesterday that Hayward is on his way out as the company's point man on the crisis. Spokesman Robert Wine, though, said that Hayward will at some point hand over management of the crisis, but that he's still very much in charge. More commercial boats and their crews are joining the effort to help clean up oil in the Gulf. Dave Dunwoody has more on the effort from member station WUWF in Pensacola, Florida.
BP is hiring the commercial vessels in response to complaints that recreational boats have been given preference. Spokeswoman Lucia Bustamante says it's been their intent all along to hire fishermen, and while some pleasure boats will be deactivated, others may remain deployed.
They're faster and they can go to the really shallow waters, but this weekend you're going to see a vast increase of commercial vessels come into the program.
The boats are paid for each 24 hours of service, usually through 12-hour shifts. The rates range from $1,200 per period for smaller boats up to $3,000 for vessels larger than 65 feet. For NPR News, I'm Dave Dunwoody in Pensacola.
The Midwest has been pounded by thunderstorms that killed a motorist in Michigan when a tree fell on a car. Storms late yesterday knocked out power to hundreds of thousands of customers, and the skyscraper, once known as the Sears Tower, had some windows shattered. The National Weather Service's Edward Fenelon says the storms packed quite a punch.
Hurricane force winds start just above 70 miles per hour, so we were right around that lower threshold of hurricane force winds as these storms move through.
The storms moved through quickly, but later last night a second powerful storm front swept through. Documents that have been released by the Clinton Library suggest that Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan took issue with the court's approach to campaign finance. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports there are the final batch of documents to emerge before Kagan's confirmation hearings.
Elena Kagan's reaction to campaign finance cases will be one of many subjects on display at Senate hearings later this month. The Clinton Library dumped thousands of emails Friday afternoon from Kagan's time in the White House policy apparatus. She comes across as politically oriented and sometimes tart in her replies about office politics. Kagan expresses dismay with the court's rulings on campaign finance. She says the court may be mistaken when it says money is speech and that attempts to limit money in the political system raise First Amendment problems. The issue is an old standby at the court and on Capitol Hill. Lawmakers will get the chance to question her in a week of hearings starting June 28th. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The Los Angeles Lakers plan to celebrate their NBA championship victory on Monday with a parade. NPR's Mandalito Barco says it will be on them.
The LA Lakers say they're paying all the costs for Monday's NBA victory celebration, around $2 million, including police overtime and other services from the cash-strapped city. As many as 2 million people are expected to line a 2-mile-long parade from the Staples Center, where the team beat out their rival, Boston Celtics, to the edge of the University of Southern California campus. Championship MVP Kobe Bryant and his teammates plan to ride atop a float, along with double-decker buses with coaches, owners, and their cheerleaders. The parade has been downsized from past championship victories, no kickoff rallies at City Hall or the Staples Center, and a shorter parade route. A Lakers spokesman says they're hoping to make the event more manageable for police and firefighters. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
President Obama took some time out for baseball last night. The president watched his hometown Chicago White Sox beat the Washington Nationals 2-1. It took 11 innings to decide the game. Mr. Obama left early, but he stayed long enough to watch the Nationals rookie sensation Steven Strasburg set a record for the most strikeouts by a pitcher in his first three major league starts. Northern Ireland's Graham McDowell has the lead heading into today's third round of the U.S. Open at Pebble Beach, California. McDowell grabbed the outright lead yesterday. He's at 3 under par. He's two strokes ahead of a pack of veterans, including Phil Mickelson. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.